Your turn.
Good morning. Welcome to Concordia this morning. We're happy to have everyone who is here with us to worship today. We hope that you will join us for all the Sundays in Advent as we prepare for the birth of Jesus. This year for Advent, we have a theme of calm and bright, 200 years of silent night. And today's focus will be on sleep in heavenly peace. As we go through this Advent season with this theme, we will have a few special songs that we'll repeat each Sunday. So at the end of my announcements, I will work along with you to learn some of those things that we'll be doing. First, if you would look at your bulletin with me, there are many announcements to read and consider. I'd like to draw your attention to today's events this afternoon here in the Fellowship Hall. First of all, at 3 o'clock, there will be a wreath-making, Advent wreath-making time, and Pastor Doris will lead a discussion about the Advent season at that time. And then at 4 o'clock, here in the sanctuary, there will be the movie Wonder. So please join us today for those events. Also this week, Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. here at church, will be the United Methodist Women's Christmas Gathering, and everyone is welcome. This year's music is provided by the Three Wives Men at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. Also this week, on Wednesday morning at 9:30, SOFAs will meet. There are two opportunities to share your talents and gifts. First of all, Salvation Army bell ringers are needed, and the sign up for that is in the Fellowship Hall. Also, if you'd like to provide a poinsettia for the sanctuary, those forms are available in the back of the church, and those forms are due to the office by December 16th. Also, there's an announcement that's not in your bulletin. That is an event at the Badger Army Ammunition Plant this coming Thursday, December 6th at 7 p.m. And as you know, Verlin Mueller will be leading this event. It's a Winter Wonderland presentation, Winter Wonderland at Badger Ordnance Works, 7 p.m. at the museum at the beginning of the Badger plant. As you drive in, you'll see the museum on the right. Are there other announcements? Then we'll practice together. There's a few things for you to note in the bulletin. First of all, the first hymn is 3007.
3047.
Sorry. 3047 is the correct hymn number for that one. And note that we will be singing O Little Town of Bethlehem as the children come up, and that will be up on the screen. Then we will be having the first time through a song that's on the insert. This is later in the service, the song We Need a Silent Night in Here will be introduced to us by Leslie and Jeff at that time. And then there's a time when we can sing it all together. We can join in with them as we prepare for Holy Communion, and that will be apparent at that time. And now let's practice the insert from your bulletin, Calm and Bright. The part that we as a congregation will sing is the hymn, the first two parts of Silent Night, Holy Night, and we'll sing that three times. Doris will have a leader's part that will be along with that. And then after the three times, you'll hear her sing Dear People All Around the World, and then we'll all join in for this last part. So let's give that a try.
Oh,
It was the night when peace was born. And just as now the world was torn, but all was calm and all was bright. The star above gave out its light. Dear people all around the world, let us unite and we will show how peace can change us, how peace can help us grow.
First week in Advent. Our calendars aren't yet totally packed with things to do. We've got some spaces in between. But as we draw nearer to Christmas Eve, we're going to be busy. And so I'd like us to prepare for that by taking a deep, calming breath with me. Imagine that it's a starlit night. And in this moment, all is calm and all is bright. So let your peace shine in the night.
Silent night.
And let your life burn warm and bright.
Holy night.
This is the gift we give, the world is born.
Silent night.
And in this truth we find our calm. This is the 200th anniversary of when Silent Night was sung for the first time. This is one of the best loved hymns of all time. And those who come to church just on Christmas Eve, for them it's a well-loved hymn as well. Because there's something that's just kind of mystical that happens when the lights are turned down, when we sing the song, and as we light the candles, and the candles go from the front to the back, and those in the back always get the best view. This week, we're going to begin with verse 1. Let's speak it together with hushed tones, and it's kind of as if there's a baby sleeping in our midst. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
One of the most famous stories about this beloved hymn took place in World War I. British and German soldiers on the front lines called a truce on Christmas Day. So close were the encampments from which they were fighting one another, they could hear each other in peaceful quiet of the truce singing Silent Night, each in their own language. This prompted the soldiers to come out and meet on the battlefield without weapons, and they spent the day playing soccer and exchanging small gifts, whatever they had. Humanity is the holy infant for whom God so desires a heavenly peace. Is it possible to bring calm and bright to our own corners of this world?
So let your peace shine in the night, and let your life burn warm and bright. This peace we give the world is bought, and in this truth we find our calm.
We enter this season of waiting by lighting this first candle, anticipating the light of the star that shone over Bethlehem for all to see.
We open ourselves to hear your call today, to become those who not only wait, but also work for peace in our lives, our families, our communities, and our world.
Please join us with us in the response.
Fill us with your peace and light. Make the world so calm and bright.
Thank you.
I invite the young ones to come up to the front of the church.
We have a hymn first for us.
Oh, you're right.
Before they do, please stand as you are able and let us sing in the green hymnal number 3047.
Now?
We get to sing O Little Town.
Yes, you're going to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem as the children come up to the front. Come on down. Come on up. See him yet. He said, little baby Jesus. Okay, today we're starting a very special time in our church. This is Advent, and we're preparing to do what? We're getting ready for what?
Christmas
and the birth of Jesus, right? And so we're going to light a candle each week. Does anyone remember what that first candle stands for? Yes? Peace, that's right. And don't we all need some peace? Do you need peace? Do you have peace all the time? I don't either. But peace is going to be important to us because we've got a little baby. And this baby is going to, and you're the baby's brothers and sisters, okay? Okay, you can sit down. And you have a new baby at your house, don't you? Do you like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Oh, the baby's crying.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, look. I think he's got a fever. How do you know what's wrong with him? When the babies cry, how do we know what to do? I don't know. Sometimes babies laugh, right? Sometimes babies sleep. Oh, look, the eyes are closed. Sometimes babies cry. Oh, the baby's crying.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Does your baby cry?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, some silent nights it's going to be if the baby keeps doing that, huh? But by crying, the baby tells us that there's something wrong, right? Okay, and the baby wants a little peace. So let's keep our eyes open to see if we have something that might help us to make this baby feel better. Let's look around. Oh, look back there. Eric, will you go back and get that? No, you wait here. You wait here. I'm going to have Eric. Oops, Eric, go back and get it this time. Yeah, he's going to get it. Mm-hmm. It's a baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby's still crying. Oh, okay. There. A blanket. Oh, feel how nice that is. I wish. Feel it. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? Isn't that nice and soft?
That's nice soft.
Yes. Would you like a blanket like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you would? I wonder if it'll make any difference for this baby. What do you think? Oh, I think it worked. Oh, there we go. There. Now, I'm told that what you do nowadays, you didn't do this when I had my babies, but you wrap the baby really tight, and it keeps them happy that way. Okay. Got a soft blanket. The baby seems like he's peaceful. Oh, let's look at that. You might need to come back this way a little bit to look at it.
Okay.
So we can see it, because something's going to show up there. Oh. Baby's getting a bath. Yeah, baby's getting a blanket wrapped around it. Well, it looks like even baby bats feel more peaceful when they're swaddled, huh? Well, I think this worked for the baby, don't you? Baby's not crying anymore. Okay. I think the baby needed some peace. Okay. I wonder how we feel about peace. Does anyone here need some peace? Oh, they've all got enough. Oh, no, not all of them. Okay. All right. So we're going to sing very softly to the baby, okay? I want you to sing after I sing it, you sing it, all right? Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. One more time. Sleep in heavenly peace. Now I want you to tiptoe back to your seats because we don't want to wake the baby up, okay?
Our first scripture reading is Isaiah 2, 1 through 4. This is what Isaiah, Amos's son, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of the mountains. It will be lifted above the hills. Peoples will stream to it. Many nations will go and say, "Come, let's go up to the Lord's mountain, to the house of Jacob's God, so that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in God's paths." Instruction will come from Zion, the Lord's word from Jerusalem. God will judge between the nations and settle disputes of mighty nations. Then they will beat their swords into iron plows and their spears into pruning tools. Nation will not take up sword against nation. They will no longer learn how to make war.
Isaiah 9, 2, and 6 and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. A child is born to us, a son is given to us. An authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness, now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of heavenly forces will do this.
That account of December 24th, 25th, 1914 is a remarkable story. In 2014, some British producers decided that they wanted to remember and they made a program that told the story, some of the things that had not been brought together prior to that. It seems the Germans began by singing Stille Nacht, Silent Night on Christmas Eve. The British soldiers recognized that tune, and so they started singing also. Some of the British soldiers sent letters home recounting their experience. The Germans started singing and lighting candles about 7:30 on Christmas Eve, and one of them challenged any one of us to go across for a bottle of wine. One of our fellows accepted the challenge and took a big cake to exchange. We came from our mouse holes and saw the English advancing toward us and waving cigarette boxes, handkerchiefs, and towels. They had not rifles with them. And then we knew it could only be a greeting, and that was all right. We had a church service. We sang hymns. We met the Germans midway between the trenches and wished each other a Merry Christmas. We exchanged buttons, badges, caps, and we all sang songs. They gave us cigars and cigarettes and toffee, and they told us they didn't want to fight, but had to. Some could speak English as well as we could, and some had even worked in Manchester. The Germans seemed like nice chaps who were awfully sick of the war. We were able to move about the whole of Christmas Day with absolute freedom. It was a day of peace in war. It's only a pity that it wasn't a decisive peace. Staff Sergeant Clement Barker reported that during that truce, British soldiers went out and recovered 69 dead comrades in that no man's land, and they buried them. And there was an impromptu football game that broke out when the ball was kicked over the line. The Germans joined in. A German soldier said to me today, Christmas Day, "Nice. Tomorrow, shoot." As he left me, he held out his hand, which I accepted, and said, "Farewell, comrade," and we parted. This is about more than what happened on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in 1914. Remembering this truce a century later isn't just about what happened then. It's about how we, God's children and followers of the Prince of Peace, what we can do now in the midst of the conflict in our time. What we can do right now, this Christmas, to help our families, our communities, our world, so that we can hang on to our humanity in the face of brutality. We can even continue to love one another and care about those whom we don't even know. While so much around us shouts at us to hate and fear and give up on the real possibilities for peace and reconciliation, God calls. God calls to our lives that we would have meaningful prayer for those we call enemies today, as well as those who were enemies in 1914. In 2014, 100 years later, in the same way the British and German soldiers made human-to-human contact, in 2014, a British congregation and a German congregation came together and shared Christmas greetings and singing to share about who they were and sing that carol together. And both congregations celebrating who God is and what God has continued to do. The congregations were full of people who loved life as they were in 1914. The congregations were full of people who longed for peace, as was true in 1914. Those who dreamed about a better life for their families, and those who struggled with the challenge of how to walk faithfully with God. People just like us. It's still true in 2018. Gareth Higgins from Northern Ireland, who was a part of the peacemaking process there, has written, "There are lots of ways to prevent violence, lots of ways to repair its consequences, lots of ways to build beloved community. In a polarized society, there may be no more effective violence prevention measure than building bridges instead of walls. Get to know at least one person," he wrote. "Get to know at least one person who votes differently than you do. It's not necessarily easy, but it's necessary. And the history of conflict transformation proves that it works. Start with a person of different political views with whom you feel comfortable, and just get to know each other. This is the work that can lead to the peace. That is God's vision for the kingdom of God." Amen. We are the work of God's hands. We are the people of God. Let us offer our whole lives to God, but in this time also, let us offer our gifts, that we can continue to serve and be in ministry.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. God of light, you brought light as your first action of creation. You brought light, and darkness did not overcome it. And you brought light in the form of Jesus Christ, who continues to shine the light of hope in a world of darkness and despair. You call us to shine with your light, and you call us to bring light to the world. Call us into ways of You may be seated. Let me share with you that Dennis Rulke has a sixth grandchild. His name is Elliot David Shep, born November 21st, 7 pounds, 4 ounces, 20 1/2 inches. All are doing well. That's a joy among us. And I also heard this morning that Gordon Davis is back in at the UW Hospital with the same issues that he had before this. So he is intubated again and trying to figure out what's going on. Are there other people or situations? What? Pat and Pam's brother David has been diagnosed with cancer. Yeah. Let's have some moments of silence. Gracious God, we come to you in a time of coldness and darkness, looking for warmth and light. There are those whose homes are freezing physically, and there are those whose lives are spiritually chilly. We know that we can help warm people's homes. We also know that you can warm people's lives. We pray that there would be no gloom for those who were in anguish. We pray that you lift away people's burdens. We pray that you would remove the things that oppress from people's lives. We pray that you would give courage to those who fear. And gracious God, it seems that fear is a first response when we are diagnosed with cancer. So we pray for your peace and your strength with David. Pray for continued love and support, that would be around him. We pray that the love and support of this community would also be around Gordon as they figure out what's going on with his health. And gracious God, we celebrate new life, always celebrate the most precious gift you give to us. Gracious God, as your light calls us to follow and serve you, help us to serve these folks as you would lead us. Your light still shines for all to see in the world. May we continue to reflect your light in our lives, in our service, in our words, and in our deeds. And all the people said, amen. We As we prepare to pray the prayer of great thanksgiving, let us take a moment of silence, of calm, in order that we can center our hearts and let go of those things in our lives that we regret, asking God for peace and forgiveness. Know this, already your world is a little bit calmer and brighter, having offered to God the bits of chaos clouding your life. Now the dark skies give way to beams of light, illuminating your way. Move forward into God's future, forgiven and free. And the people said, Amen. Come, for the way has been lit for you. Come and take in and take on peace, the peace of Christ that is being reborn in us today. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, in the beginning you called out, let there be light. Just as your light of creation spread in response, so too does your light rise each day, offering us a new chance to make today a little brighter than yesterday. When we feel overcome or succumb to the dark night of our souls, you offer us a way back into the light of hope. And so we praise you singing. We need a silent night in here. We need your presence to come near. Give us the hope we need and this peace we seek. We need a silent. A star appeared on that silent and holy night and brought with it your peace, joy, love, and hope in the form of a baby. This holy infant, tender and mild, was a sign of new life, a sign of holy vulnerability, a sign of your presence enfleshed in our human form. This would be the light that showed forth as the truth that all humanity is beloved, and called us to care for each other as beloved. Jesus gathered people around the tables and showed them their radiance. Jesus gathers around this table and says, "This bread and cup are my life and my light for you. And because I shine in you, let your light shine for the world." And so we offer ourselves in union with Christ's offering of salvation. Christ has died. Christ is vision. Christ will come again. Pour your Holy Spirit on us. Transform these gifts. Transform us into your light of love for all, and make us one in you. Thanks be and praise to God, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, because there is one loaf, we who partake in the bread take part in the body of Christ. This is the bread for all. The cup over which we give thanks is blessing in the name of Jesus. I invite those who are going to help serve communion this morning to come up. This morning communion is going to be served by you coming up the center, modified intinction. And let me say to you that in the United Methodist Church, all are welcome to come to the table. This is God's meal. This is God's gift to us. I'm going to serve. Bread of life, the cup of joy. Come, eat, drink, be filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. When you eat this, this reminds you that Jesus loves you. Can you turn me off, Bruce? Thank you. Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious God, in this mystery that we receive, we take Christ into ourselves, and we take Christ with us where we go. Thank you for this gift. Now, this morning we're having a very special ending, so I'm going to do the benediction, and then we're going to join together in O Come All Ye Faithful. Tom's going to tell us when to sing and when to be quiet. Go with God this day. May the Spirit guide you in all your ways. Offer peace to everyone that you greet. Like Christ, see God in everyone you meet. Amen.